Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
You do what you can do as politicians to clean up the city, but it's not like they're just not doing anything. They're trying. So I was disgusted. I was appalled. I can't believe that we have a president that will stoop to these kinds of levels.
Baltimoreans not happy today about the tweets President Trump unleashed over the weekend against the city and Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling the city rat and rodent infested and saying no human being would want to live there. He also said Cummings should take care of his district. We have a truncated Inside Segment tonight to make some technical upgrades. But my guest is Howard University Chair of Afro-American Studies, Dr. Greg Carr. And we should also be joined later by Maryland State Senator Mary Washington. If you have a comment or a question about the events of the past few days, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Dr. Carr, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure being in your classroom, Brother Harold.
Let me first ask you, despite all of the things that we've heard, the attack on Cummings and the attack on Baltimore, would you consider this a racist attack by the president, and why? Or why not?
Of course, absolutely I would. And I would also consider it part of his 2020 reelection campaign strategy to make this about race. I would also consider it an attempt of a desperate man to divert attention from the fact that in the back end of last week alone, Jeffrey Epstein, Bob Mueller's testimony, the calls for impeachment are growing. The debates are coming up. The courts, you know, he had a victory and then he had a loss on immigration. I mean, we're sitting here with the Mueller report. I'm looking at page 442, 443, where Bob Mueller said we couldn't clear him. It's too much evidence, basically, to clear this guy on obstruction of justice. With these tweets, we're talking about this instead of everything else. Mitch McConnell just blocked a bill today which would not allow more funding to protect American elections. I mean, they're calling him Moscow Mitch. I mean, there are any number of things we should be talking about, but he attacked Elijah Cummings as he did Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib because that is his strategy. That is his temperament and that is his strategy.
Now, the president has said that his attack against Congressman Cummings was because of what he said in a hearing 11 days ago when he was upbraiding Kevin McAleenan. He is the, of course, acting head of Homeland Security. This is what the president said it's about.
You're doing a great job. I guess you feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very
challenging. What does that mean? What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces? Can't take a shower. Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings.
Maryland State Senator Mary Washington is on the phone with us now. Senator Washington, thanks for joining the program.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about what you're hearing, not only from your constituents, but your thoughts about this. Is this a racist attack? What do you think this is about?
Well, I share the good doctor's assessment. I mean, we really are allowing ourselves to be diverted by once another shiny ball that worked in 2016. It didn't work as well in 2018. So they're doubling down to make sure that the racist, homophobic, anti-immigrant sentiments that all have absolutely a foundation in racism and white supremacy, we know that, playing those memes, playing those narratives up, and it's getting this attention. So the last 3 days, rather than talking about Mueller, rather than talking about the unconstitutional, inhumane conditions in these concentration camps, rather than talking about the divestment and continued divestment in housing, the continued exploitation of the workers, the bills that this man has still not paid his own workers, the fraud that's very clearly a part of his operations before he became president and continues under, this is what we're talking about. So, of course, everything that is done to forward this agenda has racial underpinnings, racist foundations. So our question should really be, how do we subvert that and stop feeding the troll, which is what we're doing.
I want you to listen to some more of the interviews that I did today at Lake Montebello, which is in the heart of Northeast Baltimore. That's your district. That's right. That's
yeah,
your.
I just was walking there Wednesday.
That's 2 miles. And you're also you're also very, very close to my district. We often see each other at the lake. But I want you to listen to what some other Baltimoreans had to say, and then I'd like for you to react on the other side.
It's tough. There's rats around. You can't have cookouts, and we got to do. We have a deck because then you see the rats down the bottom running around. You can't, and it's dirty.
It was definitely an attack on the city, but to direct it to Cummings, his job is to bring the money to the city. Now, what they do with it, that's another issue. Then that needs to be looked into. Where's the money going?
I think that we don't like the message because of the messenger.
Right.
That's all it is. We don't like Donald Trump. No one likes Donald Trump, so that's what it is. But I think he has some good points.
What your thoughts about that, Senator Washington? Because it wasn't all, rah-rah Baltimore. Baltimore has some definite issues.
Well, I'm sorry, you asked me a different question.
Yeah, let me say,
like, I'm interested in engaging in a dialogue about discourse, the languages used to manipulate the population, to generate those types of responses so that in 2020, people somehow continue to blame ourselves because of our own internalized racism and to believe the messages about ourselves. Certainly, every urban city, every city has the same challenges as Baltimore. I am not denying that we don't have those challenges. But what you asked me to do is to respond to the words of the chief executive of the United States about a city and about citizens of the United States. And that's what you asked me to respond to, as to were those, was there racial underpinnings or racial connotations as a part of that message? You did not ask me what I felt as an elected official of Baltimore City, what we need to do to repair our city, to address the concerns of urban America, and particularly the concerns of middle class and working class African Americans. Now, if we want to have that conversation, I'd like to have that conversation, but not in the context of whether or not Donald Trump specifically tweeting, yet another way of diverting us from the core issues that we should be discussing as a people, as Baltimore City, and frankly, as the media. You feel as though you are playing completely into his hands. And I know it's good radio, maybe, to pull out those three comments, but there are also other people, which I guess you didn't talk to people, who were talking about how nice it is to have a beautiful lake. That's a beautiful lake that we're walking around. That's a lake that is well tended to. How do we need more of these in our community? Do we need more of resources to expand our tax base? Absolutely. But those three comments certainly are part of the discussion, but they're not the only part. And frankly, I'm a little disappointed.
Dr. Carr.
Yes, no, I'd like to echo what you said, Senator Washington. In fact, Dr. Washington, I mean, as a social scientist, you drilled right down to it. I mean, this is about language. This is about politics and how people are trying to, you know, move us out of a larger conversation. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think your hometown's Philadelphia, isn't it? Yes. Well, you know, I've lived in Philly for 17 years, and we know, you know, love Philadelphia. And can it be improved? Absolutely. But he didn't go after Philadelphia. That's in Pennsylvania. He didn't go after New Orleans. That's in Louisiana. I'm from Nashville. He didn't go after Nashville or Memphis in Tennessee. And all of those cities are on various lists of violent urban challenges. Indianapolis, Indiana, Cleveland, Milwaukee. You know, so, you know, this we know what this is about. I mean, in fact, I'd say one other thing. You know, as somebody who works at Howard University, I've been blown away with the capital improvements and the resources that you all have been able to funnel in with, your, you know, the help of the state delegation and also Congressman Cummings and others to Coppin and to Morgan State. And, you know, rather than address these clear efforts to elevate Baltimore, one of the great cities in this country, this president has chosen to do what he always does, which is continue that same tired racist rhetoric. And, you know, there's John Hopkins and where's Ben Carson, who worked all those years at Johns Hopkins, is now a completely unqualified secretary of HUD and hasn't opened his mouth to say a word about things, even as he has worked diligently to try to undermine the very efforts of improving living conditions for folks. Meanwhile, finally, the president of the United States' son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is one of the major reasons we have problems in the city of Baltimore. And he's counting his money even as we speak for oppressing people who can't afford to live in better living arrangements. And he's directly responsible for that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the president's tweets, that is, about Baltimore City and Elijah Cummings, the congressman from Baltimore. He is also the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. If you have a comment or a question on this truncated program, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Now, one of the other things that has been discussed over the weekend is that these comments have nothing to do with Cummings. They really don't have anything to do with Baltimore City. There have been questions raised about whether or not Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, not counsel to the president, but White House counsel, will be testifying before the before the Judiciary Committee, as well as oversight. And again, these vicious tweets by the president are seen by some as a smokescreen to dodge conversations about that. Your thoughts about that, Senator Washington? Do you think that any of this is just, I mean, again, you're a savvy politician. Do you think that that is a possibility?
Oh, it's more than a possibility. I mean, so let's think about what Congressman Cummings, Chairman Cummings, he's the chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. From day one, he pledged that he was going to review Trump's tax return. He's going to delve into his dealings between federal government and Trump International Hotel near the White House. He also was looking, his oversight looked at race, I mean, waste, fraud, and the abuse of taxpayer dollars. Congressman Cummings is our advocate. So even if you are a conservative Republican who believes that taxpayer dollars should be paid, should be spent appropriately and without fraud, you should be 100% behind the mission of this committee and the work that Congressman Cummings is doing. So from day one, they've spent 8 hours talking to the person who was the fixer, Michael Cohen, right? This was back in February. He called for hearings on the citizenship question. He called for how could we, as you quoted recently, how could we condone child internment camps at our border, asking us what question is this? So this man, this committee, has been a thorn in the side of this administration, and he's attempted multiple times to get us to buy into discounting him, to buy into tearing him down. And that is absolutely a strategy. What I'd like the viewers and like us to ask is, how are we contributing to this? In other words, he's a bully, right? Bullies don't just pick any target. So you ask, why not Chicago? Why not New York? Why not? What in the discourse In our community's radio programs, in our newspapers, in our conversations with our friends, how are we contributing to drawing a target around certain areas of our population?
Let me go
and
to
then,
the...
Giving the cue to that. So, you know, I think that we have to look at it not just in what he's doing in this particular hearing, but the whole agenda of this House Oversight and Reform Committee, you know, is to watch out for taxpayers, to hold the executive branch accountable in a way that this president never has been in any of his business dealings. That's what this is about. That is what the outrage is about.
I need to go to the phone lines real quick. Let me talk to Adrian. Adrian calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Adrian. What's on your mind?
Yes, there's a couple of comments I have. One, I heard the professor just mention that he and the president in all his tweets did not mention that his son-in-law and his family owns thousands of units that have been cited for hundreds of HUD code violations, mostly in Baltimore County. One. Two, Elijah Cummings does not run Baltimore. He's not the mayor. He's not the governor. He is a congressman, just like the other congressmen, that has oversight over what the president is doing. And it seems to be the first time in modern history that I remember that this government seems to be run by one branch, which is the executive branch, that's trying to get away with whatever he wants and feels that he should not be held accountable for any of his actions. I applaud what Elijah Cummings and other members of Congress that are actually trying to fight for the rights of the American citizens.
Okay. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for your comment. Let me go to Terry. Terry calling from Largo. Terry, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What I'm seeing with the comments from Donald Trump against Congressman Cummings is the same thing that happened when he went after Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Anytime anybody stands up to him, to his his comments, his unfair or racist or biased comments, or just his ridiculously stupid comments, he comes for them. And I, for one, right now, I'm trying to decide what I can do to get him out of office. It's one thing to keep calling in and for us to make our comments, but we need to mobilize and we need to get behind the people who are going to get him out of office. You don't even have a Republican representative at this time running against him.
Yeah.
And we need to knock down this fear and get this man out of office.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for sharing with us. Actually, there is a Republican who is running against Donald Trump. His name escapes me at the moment.
Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts.
Exactly.
Yeah. He was at NAACP last week.
But, you know, as history states, you know, Dr. Carr, having a in-party challenger to a sitting president, first of all, is very rare. And has historically been unsuccessful.
Absolutely. You know, Harold, it's interesting because, and I agree, echo with Senator Washington has said, you know, the 2018 election showed that this strategy doesn't work.
Yeah.
And as you said, Senator, Elijah Cummings sitting in that chair at oversight, like Jerry Nadler at Judiciary, is infuriating them. I mean, Sean Hannity's talking points every night on Fox, and you look up, you saw what happened last week with Mueller's testimony. You see Jim Jordan and these guys repeating that stuff. Donald Trump woke up the other day, saw that at segment on Baltimore on Fox, and started tweeting. Mm-hmm. Finally, you know, what we see, for example, is Cummings is going to get his man. And I agree with what the first caller said. You know, this question of oversight in three branches of government, the courts should finally confirm we're going to see those tax returns. And this man is scared. He's tweeting scared is what he's doing.
Senator Washington, I've got 20 seconds for you. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, again, thank you so much for having this discussion. I enjoy being on this program. I guess people, let's just focus. Let's keep focus on ourselves. Let's double down in our communities. We're going to do that here in Baltimore. We're continuing. There are plenty of people fighting hard, but there's so much we need to do to repair and restore our communities.
and the two happen at the same time. We talk about what's good, but we have to be honest about where we need to do better and where we're failing the citizens of Baltimore. And I believe that all of us are pledging to do better. And well, we should do that as a people nationally.
Well, Dr. Carr, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Senator Washington, first time on the program. I want to thank you. But before I sign off here, I have this to say about Baltimore, Charm City. As many of you know, I was born in D.C., and I was raised in Prince George's. But I live in Baltimore now, and I have lived in Baltimore for 18 years. I bought my first house in Baltimore. I graduated from Morgan State University in Baltimore. I became a man in Baltimore. The first time I voted in Baltimore. Baltimore has problems, just like D.C., just like any other American city. It is a work in progress, but it is an American city. It has grit. It has spirit. It has very good people. My neighbors are great next door to me. My neighbors are great all across Baltimore. They are some of the best Americans in this nation. I want to say, you've been with me. I am with you. Baltimore, stay strong. That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM and WHUR FM on this Monday, July 29th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection as well as The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown on WHUR. I'll see you back here on the radio.